Truth News Network.
Russia, Ukraine, impeachment, COVID, lockdowns, economic collapse, race war, COVID phase two.
When will it all end?
When it's no longer an election year. And your prognosticator to explain it all is Dan Newman.
Well, we're not talking about COVID-19 today. We're not even going to talk about anything regarding Washington, D. Maybe it does in a roundabout way, but not head on. We're going to talk about climate change. Oh my God, you say, isn't there something more important going on in Washington that we need to speak of? More important than climate change right now? There probably is, but let's do this. Nothing we could say or report to you today, at least in this segment, is going to make any changes whatsoever. Okay? Let's just breathe deeply for a few minutes, just the next 15 minutes or so, and talk about some truth. And you know what? I think you're probably going to like it. I think you will. The answer to that question, will I like it or not, depends on what you say and think about this story. Greta Thunberg, the young lady who spoke so passionately about climate change at the United Nations, she would argue with you that climate change is far more important than whether or not President Trump gets reelected in November. Remember, she refused to even shake his hand at the UN. But we are speaking today about climate change. Let's just take a break. We can do that. And you're probably going to enjoy this too. Why, you ask? Because what we're going to say debunks all of what the environment experts, all of them folks, have been shoving down your throats and every other person on earth for decades. And the debunker today is not an environmental hack or a flaming conservative out to get the liberal left. He's a learned environmentalist, a scholar, and someone who has spent his entire life practicing his trade by actually doing all that's necessary to do what? Get facts. And no, I doubt he's going to be on Al Gore's Christmas card list this year. So let's get right to it. Listen to what Michael Schellenberger has to give us about the truth of climate change. So let's meet Michael. And I'm going to quote him here. He wrote what you're about to hear. On behalf of environmentalists everywhere, I would like to formally apologize for the climate scare we created over the last 30 years. Climate change is happening. It's just not the end of the world. It's not even our most serious environmental problem. I may seem like a strange person to be saying all of this. I've been a climate activist for 20 years, an environmentalist for 30. But as an energy expert, asked by Congress to provide objective expert testimony, and invited by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to serve as an expert reviewer of its next assessment report, I feel an obligation to apologize for how badly we environmentalists have misled the public. Here are some facts few people know. Humans are not causing a sixth mass extinction. The Amazon is not the lungs of the world. Climate change is not making natural disasters worse. Fires have declined 25% around the world since 2003. The amount of land we use for meat, humankind's biggest use of land, has declined by an area nearly as large as Alaska. The buildup of wood fuel in more houses near forests, not climate change, explain why there are more and more dangerous fires in Australia and California. Carbon emissions are declining in most rich nations and have been declining in Britain, Germany, and France since the mid-1970s. The Netherlands became rich, not poor, while adapting to life below sea level. We produce 25% more food today than we need, and food surpluses will continue to rise as the world gets hotter. Habitat loss and the direct killing of wild animals are bigger threats to species than climate change. Wood fuel is far worse for people and wildlife than fossil fuels. Preventing future pandemics requires more, not less, industrial agriculture. And Mr. Schellenberger, he continued, I know that the above facts will sound like climate denialism to many people, but that just shows the power of climate alarmism. In reality, the above facts come from the best available scientific studies, including those conducted by or accepted by the IPCC, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, and other leading scientific bodies. Some people will, when they read this, imagine that I'm some right-wing anti-environmentalist. I'm not. At age 17, I lived in Nicaragua to show solidarity with the Sandinista Socialist Revolution. At 23, I raised money for Guatemalan women's cooperatives. In my early 20s, I lived in the semi-Amazon doing research with small farmers fighting land invasions. At 26, I helped expose poor conditions at Nike factories in Asia. I became an environmentalist at 16 when I threw a fundraiser for Rainforest Action Network. At 27, I helped save the last unprotected ancient redwoods in California. In my 30s, I advocated renewables and successfully helped persuade the Obama administration to invest $90 billion into them. Over the last few years, I helped save enough nuclear plants from being replaced by fossil fuels to prevent a sharp increase in emissions. Seems like a guy that knows what he's talking about, wouldn't you say? Let's just keep going, listening to Mr. Schellenberger. Quote, but until last year, I mostly avoided speaking out against the climate scare. Partly, that's because I was embarrassed. After all, I am as guilty of alarmism as any other environmentalist. For years, I referred to climate change as an existential threat to human civilization, and I called it a crisis. But mostly, I was scared. I remained quiet about the climate disinformation campaign because I was afraid of losing friends and funding. The few times I summoned the courage to defend climate science from those who misrepresent it, I suffered harsh consequences, and so I mostly stood by and did next to nothing as my fellow environmentalists terrified the public. I even stood by as people in the White House and many in the news media tried to destroy the reputation and career of an outstanding scientist, a good man, and a friend of mine, Roger Pilkey Jr., a lifelong progressive Democrat and environmentalist who testified in favor of carbon regulations. So why did they do that to him? Because his research proves natural disasters are not getting worse. But then, last year, things spiraled out of control. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, "The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change." Britain's most high-profile environmental group claimed, "Climate change kills children." The world's most influential green journalist, Bill McKibben, called climate change the greatest challenge humans have ever faced and said it would wipe out civilizations. Mainstream journalists reported, repeatedly, that the Amazon was the lungs of the world and that deforestation was like a nuclear bomb going off. As a result, half of the people surveyed around the world last year said they thought climate change would make humanity extinct. And in January, one out of five British children told pollsters they were having nightmares about climate change. Whether or not you have children, you must see how wrong this is. I admit I may be sensitive because I have a teenage daughter. After we talked about the science, she was reassured, but her friends are deeply misinformed and thus, understandably, are frightened. I thus decided I had to speak out, he said. I knew that writing a few articles wouldn't be enough. I needed a book to properly lay out all of the evidence. And so my formal apology for our fear-mongering comes in the form of a new book titled Apocalypse Never, Why Environmental Alarmism Hurts Us All. It's based on 2 decades of research and 3 decades of environmental activism. At 400 pages with 100 of them in notes, Apocalypse Never covers climate change, deforestation, plastic waste, species extinction, industrialization, meat, nuclear energy, and renewables. Here are some highlights from the book. Factories and modern farming are the keys to human liberation and environmental progress. The most important thing for saving the environment is producing more food, particularly meat, on less land. The most important thing for reducing air pollution and carbon emissions is moving from wood to coal to petroleum to natural gas to uranium. 100% renewables would require increasing the land used for energy from today's 0.5% to 50%. We should want cities, farms, and power plants to have higher, not lower, power densities. Vegetarianism reduces one's emissions by less than 4%. Greenpeace didn't save the whales. Switching from whale oil to petroleum and palm oil did. Free-range beef would require 20 times more land and produce 300% more emissions. Greenpeace dogmatism worsened forest fragmentation of the Amazon. The colonialist approach to gorilla conservation in the Congo produced a backlash that may have resulted in the killing of 250 elephants. Wow. So why were we all so misled? Well, he answers it. In the final three chapters of Apocalypse Never, he said, I exposed the financial, political, and ideological motivations. Environmental groups have accepted hundreds of millions of dollars from fossil fuel interest. Groups motivated by anti-humanist beliefs forced the World Bank to stop trying to end poverty and instead make poverty sustainable. And status anxiety, depression, and hostility to modern civilization are behind much of the alarmism. Once you realize just how badly misinformed we have been, often by people with plainly unsavory or unhealthy motivations, it's hard not to feel duped. Will Apocalypse Never make any difference? There are certainly reasons to doubt that. The news media have been making apocalyptic pronouncements about climate change since the late 1980s and do not seem disposed to stop. The ideology behind environmental alarmism, called Malthusianism, has been repeatedly debunked for 200 years and yet is more powerful today than ever. But there are also reasons to believe that environmental alarmism will, if not come to an end, have diminishing cultural power. The coronavirus pandemic is an actual crisis that puts the climate crisis into perspective. Even if you think we have overreacted, COVID-19 has killed nearly 500,000 people and shattered economies around the globe. Scientific institutions, including WHO and IPCC, have undermined their credibility through the repeated politicization of science. Their future existence and relevance depend on new leadership and serious reform. Facts still matter, and social media is allowing for a wider range of new and independent voices to outcompete alarmist environmental journalists at legacy publications. Nations are reverting openly to self-interest and away from Malthusianism and neoliberalism, which is good for nuclear and bad for renewables. The evidence is overwhelming that our high-energy civilization is better for people and nature than the low-energy civilization that climate alarmists would return us to. The invitations from IPCC and Congress are signs of a growing openness to new thinking about climate change and the environment. Another one has been to the response to the book from climate scientists, conservationists, and environmental scholars. Apocalypse Never is an extremely important book, writes Richard Rhodes, the Pulitzer-winning author of The Making of the Atomic Bomb. This may be the most important book on the environment ever written, says one of the fathers of modern climate science, Tom Wigley. We environmentalists condemn those with anti-ethical views of being ignorant of science and susceptible to confirmation bias, wrote the former head of the Nature Conservancy, Steve McCormick. But too often we are guilty of the same. Schellenberger, he says, offers tough love, a challenge to entrenched orthodoxies and rigid self-defeating mindsets. Apocalypse Never serves up occasionally stinging, but always well-crafted, evidence-based points of view that will help develop the mental muscle we need to envision and design not only a hopeful, but an attainable future. That is all I hope for in writing it, Mr. Schellenberger says. If you've made it this far, I hope you'll agree that it's perhaps not as strange as it seems that a lifelong environmentalist, progressive, and climate activist felt the need to speak out against the alarmism. I further hope, he said, as he finished this offering today. I further hope that you'll accept my apology. Michael Schellenberger. See, there I told you, you would like the offering today. A breath of fresh air for all of us. We actually got some factual information from somebody who knows, who has lived a life digging for the truth. He's been everywhere. He's been all up in it. He's an environmentalist himself, a scholar. He's done this his entire life. And he brought you facts today. You're probably going to want to go out and get that book, Apocalypse Never. How about that? I know I will. It's interesting and it's fun every once in a while to just divert from all the noise that we concentrate on every day, too much every day. And I apologize for that. Hey, listen, thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully, you'll be able to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. If you weren't with us yesterday, you missed some really good information and input from Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, who comes to visit with us from time to time. And he talked about all the hoo-ha going on in the Supreme Court. From 9 to 11 today, 2 hours of live conservative talk right here at Truth News Network. How do you access it? You go to the top of this page, and you'll see up at the top there's a blue horizontal banner that says click to listen live between 9 and 11. Right at 9 o'clock, all you do is click on that. It will take you right to our radio player. This is a live radio program, 2 hours long. And part of it is you can call us toll-free, ask us questions, give us your comments about whatever we're talking about, or start us off on a new topic. Your choice. The show is yours. It's TNN Listen Live, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And we're listened to all around the world. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? They're taking cues from us folks here in the United States, and we like that. Hey, you have a great day. If we can't see you at 9, we'll be looking for you tomorrow morning, right here, every morning, at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Have a great one, folks.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about.
This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
truthnewsnet.org.